This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Norm Pattis is here, and I've not had too much coffee. I've just been working out a lot more, and I've been taking the products at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not kidding. I didn't even plug last hour. I keep saying the sale's going to end in a day, but I've not had time to cut new ads in over a week. And a lot of stuff sold out because I kept the biggest sale in our history going. A bunch of stuff's about to sell out. Up to 75% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So a lot of great products are still there and still available that have been sold out, like Vaso Beats and Brainforce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. And a few things will continue through the weekend, but as soon as I get off the day, I'm going to go work on the ads, and then I'm going to meet with this guy. We got a lot of stuff going on. Norm, you were getting into going into the Blue Zone. I picked you up at your hotel. We were hungry. We've been doing some stuff. We went over and ate at a Mexican food restaurant that's in the Blue Zone on South Lamar, near downtown. And you were getting into what happened.
Yeah, so we're leaving, and people are stopping to shake your hand, and I'm just enjoying the spectacle of it all. We turn a corner to leave, and I look, and you're not there, and you're stopping. You're bent over talking to somebody, and he's smiling at you like he's happy to see you. And then I hear the F-bomb dropped in reference to you and your family, too, and I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, is this some sort of inside joke? And you looked at him as though to say, really? What did you just say? And bent over. And I don't recall the exact conversation. I don't know that I would have thereafter. I was shocked. But it quickly descended into fighting words. And so I'm thinking, as a lawyer, what are my responsibilities here? And then I said, the hell with the lawyerly thing. What are my responsibilities as a man and a friend?
Because I turned around, you were all ready to go.
I was.
Yeah, it was like three.
Well, I mean, there were three or four of them there, and it was you. I don't doubt you could have taken care of them, but it wouldn't have been sporting. So I was going to try to level the playing field a little bit. And so then, you basically told them off. And as you stood up, and the restaurant fell quiet. Everyone turned to look.
In his face. I leaned right down over his food.
Oh, you did? Yeah, no. And then people clapped.
That happened a few months ago, and I just reached over, took a piece of the guy's steak and ate it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And probably then, was it good?
He said he was going to kick my ass. I said, well, get up. And he wouldn't do it. So then I just leaned over and said, because you're a coward, you're showing off for your wife. I go, this is the third dimension, buddy. This ain't the internet where you're acting tough. And I ate a steak.
Well,
I shouldn't even tell those stories, but just go ahead.
No, I mean, that's a kind of gutsy move. You're going to kick my whatever. Well, I'm going to eat your steak. I'm going to eat it medium rare. I'm going to eat it medium well.
Well, that's the thing, though,
is
they always say, F you, your family. That's these weird leftists now. I told the story of these big gay dudes. They literally told me they were gay. They were like 6'2", 6'3". We had an international snowboarding championship in Vail. Well, they were flying back from Denver to Austin with us. They started a fight with my son. He's really big now. This is 2 years ago. But he was, he looked like he was about 17 then. He's 17 now. Looks like he's 25. The linebacker, for some college team. But they were going F you to me, and he said, hey, leave my dad alone. Well, later they started a fight with him at the baggage area.
Years ago.
They went to him and were trying to start a fight. Sorry, go ahead.
Years ago, I represented a guy who'd been shot by a hitman, and we determined that this was part of a business dispute. These were very prominent weightlifters, and we knew who paid for it. So I went down to visit the guy. He was in the Belglades Correctional Center in Belglades, Florida. And he came out for his deposition in the prison with these Ray-Ban glasses, and he wouldn't swear the oath. And I'm sitting across the table from him, and he says, I know you. You think you're a tough guy, don't you? And I said, no, not really, but I'm pretty determined. I'm going to get some answers, and I've come here to answer some questions. And he looked at me. He says, I'm not going to answer your questions. And I said, well, I've traveled a long way all the way down from Connecticut here to sunny Florida, and it's not because I like the view. And he swore at me, and I looked at him, and I said, sir, look, I know Bubba and your buddies down here haven't been treating you well, but I got news for you. When I like females, I like females in skirts, and you wouldn't look good in skirts, A.H. And the guy leapt across the table at me, and the guards separated him. So we didn't do the deposition, and then I sued him for costs and seized his commissary account for a while to defray the cost of my flight down there. In the end, we won the case. He ended up doing some more time, and he'd periodically threaten my life, and I'd get calls from the DOC saying that this guy was out to get me. And here I am. So as I said to the last guy who threatened to shoot me to my face, I said, if you shoot me, get me right here in Nevada.
I love it.
Because if you get me anywhere, you get me anywhere else.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, and then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globalists are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's
a lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
You are the resistance.
Broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, famous constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, First Amendment lawyer. Norm Pattis is here. You were talking about internet surveillance and how dangerous it is. And there's a lot of things can be done with this system that we're going to like. But that's the road to hell being paved with good intentions. We have a very special investigative journalist joining us coming up in the next segment. Norm, look at this article by Kellen McBreen on Infowars.com. Judge orders Google to turn over 1 year of Jesse Smollett's data. Now, clearly he did it. The guys that did it have admitted they did it for him under pay. They have the video of them buying the ski masks and the rope all at the same store. It's all fake. It was to reboost the show, saying he's under right-wing Trump attack. The show is probably in on it. Maxine Waters says it's fine, he did it. He's now had charges dropped on him, as you know, and he's suing the police for false arrest and false prosecution and a bunch of craziness. So now a judge has ruled that Google is going to give his metadata, his travel data, everything he wrote or said on the emails over to them, and you know that's going to do to Smollett. He's not really planned this out too well.
Apparently not. It's very difficult to sue a police officer for false arrest or malicious prosecution. You have to show a judge to survive the motions and get to a jury that the action was altogether lacking in probable cause. In other words, there was no reasonable basis to believe that the person engaged in the conduct complained of. I'm not sure why they dropped the charge. I think he's not going to be able to prevail on that suit. Now, if in the Google metadata and data, it turns out that they can show conclusively that he planned it, he's going to get charged all over again. The fact that the charges were dropped the first time doesn't toll the statute of limitations. I don't know whether that's a 1 year or a 5 year statute, off the top of my head, but we'll find out. I'm surprised, though, that Google turned it over. It's hard to get social media to cooperate with law enforcement, you know?
But that's going to be happening more and more. Social media doesn't like to cooperate because it shows they're surveilling and recording everything. Now we have courses, you know, being taught at major colleges for how law enforcement does get the records of Siri, mm-hmm. of Alexa, of all these things that are recording you basically all the time. And now in court cases, those recordings are being brought in.
Well, here's the problem with that, too. I learned by surprise and by accident in a Connecticut case that a judge made an order that Facebook had to turn something over to the defense, and Facebook didn't do it. So we filed a motion to compel Facebook to do it. They ignored that. So I did what's called a capias warrant for Mark Zuckerberg, and we had him served at his home. And that was to hold him in contempt of court for failure to obey the court's order. Facebook got a lawyer, and we sat down and talked. And here's what I learned from Facebook's internal communications. They will comply with a subpoena from law enforcement, from the state or from the government. They will not comply with a subpoena from defense counsel. How does that work? How is it that the truth serves one side and not the other? How is it that the truth serves power but not people who the power is supposed to serve?
And if this show wasn't live, once it's taped, I want to put the sound of a car crash right there when you just said that. They will respond to a subpoena by prosecutors,
correct,
by government, but not by defense. If that precedent continues and everything's based on this, then this is truly a nightmare system of the technocracy, and that's another key point in how authoritarian it is from its very onset.
Well, and it's also a key part of the argument that says we should apply First Amendment standards to these entities because they become quasi-governmental in how they behave. If you're willing to share everything you own with the government but not with a private person, you begin to behave like the government, and you begin to become an arm of the government. So we have a suit pending against Facebook for banning a Connecticut person from social media, a young law student named Cameron Atkinson. And we've pled that as one of the factors that the court should consider in determining that Facebook is quasi-governmental.
Well, they advertise they're a utility, and so they have liability protection, Section 230.
Right.
And what is the answer? Strip them of the immunity? No, because then the EU and the globalists and the Chi-Coms are coming in saying their regulations are over. But Trump, in the new trade law, says, no, they still have the immunity. Okay, but then you can't then sit there and have it all programmed to censor everybody, especially people that expose sexualization of children, radical Islam's expansion. These things are being protected, particularly by big tech, and they're meeting and making agreements and acting as combines.
On January 8th, rather, of 2019, I killed my Facebook account. It's been almost a year, and I did it because I was so outraged to learn that they're profiting off of me, taking my data, selling it, recombining it, and then they're going to tell me what I can and can't post by opaque standards that I can't know. That's offensive. But, you know, Alex, I miss it. I met a lot of people there. I like mouthing off. I like vigorous debate. But I can't go back to Facebook any more than I could walk into a locker room with a tube of Vaseline and say to everybody there, have at it, fellas. It's just not in me.
And it's that American spirit of rugged individualism that's going to be the answer. And Facebook and Google and Apple and Twitter, when you try to set up an alternative, they go and get you deplatformed. They go after the server companies. They do it all. The media gangs up on you. If one person says kill somebody on Gab, they try to ban it. But then a guy massacres people on Facebook, and that's okay. Well, cool, yeah, because the guy did it live. It's very scary, but you don't ban everybody's live streaming because a bad person did something wrong with something.
You know, you don't. But it's the same argument over and over and over again. You know, I think we can thank Adam Walsh and folks like that for it. You know, something catastrophic happens in your family and you conclude that you should become a spokesman for interests broader than your grief. And then we end up with these patchwork quilts of legal regulations and rules that make no sense because they're grounded in pathos, not reason. We need to get back to a situation in this country where people can debate calmly and dispassionately about what's in the public interest. And that means no holds barred debate. You can't decide that because, you know, Alex Jones says things that are controversial, he's too hateful to be listened to. The minute you're shut down, the country is impoverished, in my view. I may not always agree. Sometimes I don't even understand everything you say. But, boy, I'll fight to the death for your right to say it, because when your voice is gone, what's left?
Well, sometimes I don't understand what I say. I'll hear something in hindsight, and I'm like, what was I thinking when I said that? It's just because I'm not pre-programming. I'm not getting everything ready and written down what I'm going to say. And then sometimes a lot's going on, And, you know, who knows? You know, maybe sometimes, like, they come in and are serving me with a service deal, and the service person's standing here, and I'm talking on air, so, or my wife comes to the office, or my kids are running around, and then I kind of scramble something, you know?
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, I have to unfortunately read transcripts any number of times of cases I've been in. And, you know, I'll come home, my wife will say, how was your day? Oh, pretty good. I really kicked so-and-so where it hurt, you know? And then I'll read the transcript, and I'm looking like a blind man walking into a wall. We're doing our best in real time with the situations that confront us as they do, and sometimes we mess up. That's the way it is.
What about the days where you got to do the case, but you got a stomach bug or something, and you're just making yourself go through it? But the weirdest thing is, under that kind of stress, sometimes I say the best stuff.
Yeah, I think when I have more, I have found that the same. You know, from time to time, I've lost a brief for an appellate court by hitting the wrong key, and then I have to rewrite it quickly. The rewrites are always better because that's when the pressure's on, and I don't have time to dilly-dally and shoot myself.
That's right. Let's play Danger Zone. We come in with a lady that's been in the danger zone. We talk about a patriot to humanity. She's amazing. We're going to be talking to her on the other side. So wait, and we'll tell you who she is, because we're very excited she's here with us. Stay with us.
Black. Golden.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Cynthia Farahat has been on the broadcast before. You've probably seen her on international television. She's one of the best known female reporters in the Middle East. And she's a very smart lady, also a very beautiful lady. And she's with us for the rest of the hour. I really appreciate her coming on. CynthiaFarahat.com. Farahat is just like it sounds, F-A-R-A-H-A-T. And you can see unvarnished reporting. I wouldn't call it right wing. I wouldn't call it left wing. I would just call it really truth journalism. She was arrested, still wouldn't back down. She was in the middle of the globalist-funded deep state overthrow of the Middle East and our allies. And putting the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. And I really wanted to get her on a few weeks ago, but she couldn't come on. Well, since then, the Middle East has blown up. Iran. I want to get her expert take on all of this and where she sees all of this going. A famous constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, is also aware of her work and what happened over in Egypt. And so my personal lawyer here, Norm Pattis, is also riding shotgun with us. So, Cynthia, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Where would you like to start? I mean, in the context of all of this.
I would like to tell President Donald Trump, thank you for finally getting rid of the worst monster in the Middle East, Qasem al-Soleimani. This man was more dangerous than Osama bin Laden, the blind sheikh, who was the godfather of Islamic terrorism, and al-Baghdadi of ISIS combined. This is one of the most dangerous monsters on planet Earth. And finally, President Trump did the right thing. So it's a great, great achievement of his administration, of his foreign policy.
Well, he was on the terror list. So how is Trump a war criminal now? The Democrats, as you know, want him impeached for killing Soleimani, who's admittedly and bragged about creating the worldwide IED program that killed thousands of troops.
Well, it's not new. They have been on the wrong side of history consistently for hundreds of years. And leftists, that's the mode of operation. It's never going to change. We are dealing with this disaster right now because President Jimmy Carter, there's an Israeli journalist who called him the godfather of the Iranian Revolution. Yes, Jimmy Carter is the godfather of the regime that we're dealing with right now. Let me give you a few very nice quotations that have been long forgotten in American history, unfortunately. Carter's ambassador to the UN, Andrew Young, said that Khomeini will eventually be hailed as a saint. These are policies from 1979. Look at what they're saying on one of the worst people in the history of the planet. Carter's Iranian ambassador, William Sullivan, said that Khomeini is a Gandhi-like figure. These are the same people right now who are so outraged about President Trump doing the right thing. We are here because of them. We are in this situation because of them. They need to either support the president or not say anything at all.
Where do you expect this to go? Because a lot of people just go, oh, it's the Iranian people, and I don't like regime change, I don't like war, and I elected Trump to de-escalate things. I think he's trying to get out of the Middle East, but Soleimani's been expanding. I don't think people realize that the numbers of people killed by the Iranian regime, they're very unpopular. They put women in prison that don't wear hijabs or, you know, try to have jobs that they're not allowed to have. They've killed thousands the last few months, mowing them down for protesting the Ayatollah. So the left just celebrating the Iranian dictatorship is bizarre.
They are in love with every single dictatorship. If you remember a very, very long time ago when Stalin was committing atrocities and killing millions of people, the New York Times' Walter Duranty was whitewashing his war crimes. What changed? Nothing changed. It's the same exact thing over and over and over again, and they will never learn and never change. What I see happening is I think the killing, the assassination of the beast Soleimani is a de-escalation, actually. This is actually safer for all of us.
I have a question. What happens now that Soleimani is dead? I mean, it's presumably lieutenants will jockey for power. Is there a worse guy? Is there a danger that the various groups that he organized will splinter and that chaos will increase? Sometimes the local tough guy is better than chaos. I don't know enough about
how
the region.
How does this de-escalate? Because Trump says that, and I tend to agree with him, but what's your perspective?
I think that's... of course, there's going to be a reaction, but I refuse to hold President Trump responsible for something for the terrorist attacks that they were going to do anyways. They have been doing it for 40 years, and they're not going to stop anytime soon.
Well, I guess that's my question. I mean, and not so much with respect to Trump. I mean, we'll have an election this year. We'll see which way it goes. But within Iran itself, who replaces Soleimani? Will it be one person? Will it be two? Will there be a bloody struggle? Will there be militias that splinter? Does this increase the likelihood of chaos?
What's your expert take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about the region.
I think the replacement of Soleimani, it's going to be very, very, very tough because Soleimani is a monster, but he was a very, very intelligent monster. And he knew how to also communicate very, very well with Sunni militants. So the new guy is not someone I'm familiar with at all yet. I will be, but I'm still not familiar with. But I highly doubt that he will be on the same level as Soleimani.
Yeah, he's not going to be as charismatic.
He's not. And he's not going to have the same leverage among Sunnis. Soleimani has a very long history. He was involved with Ayatollah Khomeini from 1979. He's got a lot of crimes and bloodshed on his hands that gives him a lot of leverage among Islamist Sunnis and Shiites.
And who is his replacement? What do you know about him?
It's another general. It's basically his attaché.
Yeah, but it's still not, there's not a lot publicly available on him so far, but there will be.
He was the adjunct to him and actually fought with him and trained with him, so it was his right-hand man, but he's very secretive and a shadowy figure. Ma'am, let me ask you this, because you're really what's interesting to understand what's happened in the wider region and how there was an overthrow, Arab Spring, Obama, and really how that project of the deep state and Obama trying to create the Arab Spring, why they did that in your view, what's coming out of that, how you see Trump's policies actually affecting things, why you do see this as a de-escalation and a pullback. But let me ask you this. Is your site the best place for people to visit? Where else can people visit what you do?
Yes, they can find me on my website, and also they can follow my work on the website of the Middle East Forum. That's where you can find my work.
I want to get into you because you're even way more interesting than Soleimani and what's currently, because you've been there, you've seen it all. And I know Norm's got some questions as well about free speech in the Middle East, where you see all this going on the other side. CynthiaFarhat.com, FARAHAT. Be sure and bookmark that because I want her to go and tell you the story of being arrested, what really happened, what Obama financed. And I want to get Norm Pattis' take on that as well, because he's read some books on the subject. Stay with us. Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow, because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again.
because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warren Pattis, who is a prestigious legal mind, that's not really contested, is currently reading. So he was excited to hear about Cynthia Farhat coming on because the Arab Spring was a big deal. Openly financed by Obama and Google and Facebook to overthrow pro-Western, vastly more Democrat regimes in many cases, and then put in the Muslim Brotherhood that is just the commanders of Al-Qaeda. And so, Cynthia, if you could just recap, and then get into anything you want, but what you experienced in the Arab Spring, the numbers of deaths, hundreds of churches blown up, the Egyptian military being slaughtered, even after the Muslim Brotherhood had control, they wanted to get rid of the officer class. I mean, just and how you got in prison and they wanted you to shut up. I mean, your story is incredible. And then it obviously plugs into what's happening today. And that lens you look through as one of the top journalists in Egypt and now here in the U.S. And how you see Trump now compared to Obama. Please, you've got the floor.
Oh, there's no comparison. I actually didn't go to prison. I escaped my assassination attempt.
I was going from memory because you were only a year ago. Didn't you get arrested and grabbed and they tried to make you not say things?
No, they abducted my brother and
that's right.
Tried to, yeah, they took my brother, not me. And they
I just remembered they grabbed somebody, tried to make you, it was in the news they did that.
Yes, and
I apologize. My memory fails. So they abducted your brother to get you to stop doing what you did. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, to get me right after the protests broke. They wanted me to meet with the Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq, and I said no because the protesters did not elect me to represent them. So unlike the Egyptian government, I do not. I'm not going to hijack a movement that I had nothing to do with. So I refused to meet to the prime minister. They abducted my brother the next day. And I was calling him and the phone opened. I could hear him, could hear the Mubarak's regime torturing him. I could hear him scream on the other side. And after the phone cut off, someone from the regime called me and said, you're going to meet with Ahmed Shafiq now and your brother will go back home. And I still refused to compromise because I knew that if I showed any weakness or any fear, my brother would get killed because you can't show a iota of fear to these savages who would do something like that to a human being, who would abduct and torture and kill and rape an innocent person. So they tried to do this, but everything it started with 9/11. After 9/11, I decided that if I'm not part of the solution, I'm part of the terrorist problem and the ideas that are flying into America's buildings. And then I studied Islamic theology exactly like a mufti would study it. I studied it for 12 years every single day to be able to be in their heads, to predict their crimes before they attempt it. And that, and of course, I established also a classic liberal political party that were for separation of mosque and state, and Mubarak's regime didn't like it, of course. And the so-called Arab Spring started. And by the way, the day President Obama was elected, I told my mother that our life in Egypt was over. I told her I will either get slaughtered, I will go to prison, or I will I would have to flee the country. And it was true. They tried to assassinate me on October 9, 2011, when I was going to protest for religious freedom with a friend of mine. Unfortunately, my friend went without me because I had a fever, and he was tortured and killed in front of TV cameras by the military. And when I escaped the assassination attempt, someone called me and said, from Egyptian intelligence, you escaped this time, but we are still going to get you. And that's when I took a plane and came to the United States.
Wow. So it was your brother grabbed and your colleagues that were killed. I mean, just unbelievable. And you still didn't back down. You still didn't do what they wanted you to do, which what man in the media today wouldn't roll over to that. So I want you to get into your perspective now of where you see things going with Trump trying to pull out of the Middle East. But Norm Pattis had a question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm meeting you for the first time, Ms. Fairhead. It's a very moving story. Please tell me what happened to your brother. Is he all right now?
He's fine. They destroyed his upper jaw. He had to have 3 surgeries and a metal jaw. But he's fine, and he's a very, very brave man.
Well, Ansar, are you a brave woman? I've heard stories in recent years at various seminars about the violence toward journalist families. This is not at all uncommon right now, to have a loved one kidnapped and a journalist effectively held hostage that way. I applaud both you and your brother for your courageous behavior. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I want people to really know what's going on over there and who Obama's backing, because, I mean, this happened correct after Obama had launched the Arab Spring.
Yes, and that's something that very few people know. I went on WikiLeaks because I was curious. I wanted to see what was in there about the so-called Arab Spring. And guess what? The massacre where I was supposed to get executed on October 9, 2011, Hillary Clinton was aware of it. Was aware that it was going to happen. Was aware after it happened, and there was discussions about it. That so casually and so irresponsibly talking that nobody cares, and the strategy to round Christians and the Islamists will start to kill them, and they have a deal with the military to not intervene to try to save their lives. And Hillary Clinton was aware of this, and she still backed the Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama regime, because that's a regime, not an administration, was aware of this, and they still blamed cops after they were slaughtered on that day. President Obama came out and said, "I urge all both sides to restrain themselves." Who? The people that were shot execution style, that were run over by military
vehicles? Let me ask you this. Why do you think Obama and Hillary, it's all come out in WikiLeaks, but hell, they were bragging on CNN saying, oh, it's great, they've overthrown the Egyptian government, these are good people, knowing that it was people far, far worse, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, and that then exported that into Libya, exported it into Syria, and now the civil war we've seen since then. Why in the world would Hillary and the deep state want to destabilize the Middle East? Because they admit, as you said, in the WikiLeaks, that's the plan. That is such a war crime.
I think President Obama did it for ideological reasons. Everything he has done from the minute he woke up till the minute he went to sleep was against America, was anti-American. His speech in 2009 in Cairo was atrocious, and it endangered every single Christian and Jew and Yazidi and atheist in the Middle East. It was one of the most dangerous speeches in history. We knew after that this was his signal to Islamists to basically slaughter us. And we were right. I told my mom this was going to happen, and sadly, I was right.
So from your perspective, what's the best and wisest course for America to take in the Middle East? You know, in the Tim Cook book, the cookbook, which I've just read, I don't know if you've seen it, False Dawn, you know, he suggests that we were crashingly naive in the expectations of the Arab Spring. And that our officious intermeddling or our goodwill has, if that's what it was, has done nothing but produce consequences that we can't control. What should we be doing as a country in the Middle East, or if anything?
What we've done before, the founding fathers had the same exact challenges, and they fought it marvelously. Like, I'll give you an example. The assassination of Soleimani reminded me of a little bit of this. One of my favorite people in American history is Stephen Decatur. I have his picture on my wall. And Stephen Decatur was an American naval hero. And
Cynthia Farhart, you got to go to break. Come back. I want to hear about this. I want people to remember what Obama said in Cairo and then what he did. Turning loose the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, worldwide, and it was done on purpose. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's great to have a live TV radio show that reaches millions of people conservatively a day. It's all because the listeners keep spreading the word. That gets past the censors. But one of my biggest frustrations is there's so much huge breaking news and so much of what we're covering is so important that I knew about this morning before the show. I saw the documents, the clips, everything. And then I just did 2 hours and 47 minutes of live media and didn't tell people, oh, I'm going to go live a little bit in the fourth hour. And then Dr. Nick Begich takes over to break what was given to us by vaccine damage researchers. That is smoking gun stuff. So Rob Dew is going to be joining me for that segment from 6 after to 15 after. Coming up next hour, where the head UN scientist says vaccines are totally safe and effective, and then she's caught on internal video in a board meeting saying, we don't have the data. In fact, this could be hurting people. In fact, before I forget, print me this article from 2020. Did an ABC report back in 2002. You'll find it online. Or just CDC head covered up autism brain damage risk. And it's the head of the CDC in a meeting. And the minutes came out in a lawsuit saying, my God, we brain damaged millions. We got to cover this up. So again, I'm not against vaccines themselves as a technology. It's that the liability protection and what the companies are doing is the big problem. My grandmother got polio over the polio vaccine. They told her that. Okay? So we'll get to that next hour. Norm Pattis, Ride the Shotgun. You had a question for our guest here because you've been going to seminars about law. You were just at one about free speech, the Middle East. You're a bookworm. You're a smart guy, Norm Pattis. And we've got Cynthia Perhot, one of the most famous journalists over there, whose brother got kidnapped and tortured and put in jail, and her colleagues were tortured, killed, saying, we're going to do this to you if you don't recant and work for us. Well, she didn't. I mean, that's a hero right there, Norm.
It certainly is. I was stunned. I attended a conference. I'm ashamed to say I don't remember the name. You may know it. He says, barrister in London, a young woman in her 40s, who's represented a number of Middle East journalists whose families have been abducted while the journalists were in Great Britain. And they are held often in circumstances much as your brother was. And some of them have been killed. And apparently, I was totally amazed. Somehow I'd missed this.
Because our media doesn't make a big deal about this.
Apparently not.
People working for Obama.
No, apparently not. I mean, how common a problem is this? How many of your colleagues have been similarly terrorized? Cynthia.
Count. I lost count of how many people were imprisoned and tortured and abducted and raped and thrown in the desert, blindfolded, thrown in the river and thrown in the Nile.
Well, how have you survived? Here you are looking like you're pretty healthy to me. I mean,
and you fled to the U.S.
You know, I mean, are you afraid to go home? Do you have family at home that are used as leverage against you at this point?
No, all my family is here right now, and they're very, very safe and happy in America. Mm. I stayed alive because I know how they think, and I knew how to always be one step ahead of them. I knew how to have leverage when I didn't have any.
What was the assassination attempt? Did you know it was coming? What happened?
It came out with you, Lisa, that she was going to go to this public event where they did kill a bunch of people. She didn't go.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I was going to get killed. The person I was going with got killed execution style after he was run over by a military vehicle. And then the same day, someone from Egyptian intelligence said, we missed you today, but we are going to get you. And although I've been getting 10 to 50 death threats a day for a decade and I was under surveillance, I knew that this time they were serious because they did it to Michael so they could do it to me. And that's when I really, truly believed that they were serious.
Cynthia, I want to go back to this. And I want you to, a year is too long, or 2 years is too long. About a year and a half ago, you were last time with us?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. So you're really an expert on someone that's read the Quran, that's read the different books that go along with it, and that really knows what's going on. We should have you back on just to get into that research and where Orthodox Islam's going. But just in summation, because I want people to really know what you've personally gone through to get a snapshot of this, what's really going on with Islam? What do you think the average viewer and listener should know about what's happening in Europe, what's happening in the Middle East?
So there's some pretty good news, which is very unusual coming out of the Middle East. I personally did not see that coming at all. If someone had told me a decade ago that I will be seeing what I'm witnessing right now happening in the Middle East, I would have thought that they were deranged or high or something. But I would have never believed it in a million years, but I'm seeing it with my own eyes. There's a huge reformist movement going on right now for separation of mosque and state. And we have very powerful politicians on our side. President Sisi, his administration has tons of problems, and he still has a lot of the bureaucracy and the deep state and very similar problems that President Trump is dealing with. But he is 100% on the side of reformers, and he is absolutely not shy about it. I published an article that shows historic, unprecedented things that President Sisi did. I published it in Middle East Quarterly. You could find it on my website, and you could find it on the Middle East Forum's website. And I did not see that coming at all. I was very skeptical when Sisi came to power, and I wrote articles against him, and I had every right to be skeptical because he came out of military intelligence. So I thought he was just going to be more of the same until he started to do the exact opposite of what I thought he would do.
Can I ask you this question? I mean, Trump says, and what I hear in the military intelligence people, they say he's trying this, and some of the policy wonks, he really is trying to have a pragmatic thing of no destabilization, no stirring up Sunnis and Shiites for control, just so we can have weapon sales in the area, or just so we can have no big contractors. And he's really trying to kill the agenda that's been going on for multiple generations to stir the Middle East up and destabilize it. Are you, as a real scholar, thinking that you're seeing some of what Trump's doing, telegraphing that to the Middle East, and then bolstering even people you thought would be bad are now getting with the program?
You would not expect that, but actually President Trump is quite popular among moderate Muslims in the Middle East. He is very, very popular among moderate Muslims because they see that he communicates to their understanding that he does not put up with radical Islamic agenda. He is not shy to speak his mind against these forces.
Radical Islam is not popular. It's just that they're in power and everyone's scared. So Trump's helping people in the Middle East have courage, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Like, just like the Iranians are happy, most of the Iranians, 90%, I would dare say, of the Iranians are happy that the monster Soleimani is dead. The United States of America fought against Islamic terrorism before during the Barbary Wars, which you call Barbary Wars. In our history, they're called jihadist expeditions against the infidels. So the Barbary Wars, look how they were fought. That's something that I always, always say, because this should be the slogan for...
Cynthia, can we do this? Because I was all over the map today. You did a great, powerful interview, and Norm was here and asked some great questions. Will you come back next week for an hour and get into the Barbary Wars, and then maybe come on in a month later and talk about... Yeah, because I know you know your history. I know it too, but you know way more than I do. And it's just exactly. Barbary Wars, of course, we have the president... Thomas Jefferson, you know, going to war, the Leathernecks, the Marines.
I would propose a broader project for you, Cynthia, and that is teach people like me, ordinary Americans who have acquired a smidgen of Islamophobia and have to feel ashamed when they meet a Muslim person, handshake, and realize they're the same. Teach us how to coexist and teach us more about this separation of mosque and state. How can we have it the same?
How can we have a reformation for Islam? Would you come on and talk about that?
And how can we have a reformation in American attitudes to get it right? Because it's one planet, and we got to find a way to live together, or we're going to die together.
Is that a good idea, Cynthia?
That sounds fantastic. And I'm writing a book right now, which will have a lot of this.
Send me a copy.
Information. I will.
He owns a bookstore. Well, please join us again next week. Of course, the website, CynthiaFarhat.com. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. The last time she's been on a couple times, and I've seen her on other shows. I mean, she's just an incredible historian. Yeah. That's why I want to start getting her on more. But then I'm talking about her story. It's so wild.
Yeah, I didn't mean to divert.
Oh, no,
things.
You didn't.
I never met her before, and I was like amazed.
Listen, you kicked ass. And what it's all about is getting these really interesting guests on that have lived a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
And she's really famous in the Middle East.
Well, it's funny. When I was attending that seminar and hearing about how these family members were getting abducted, I'm like, really? And then here she is. Here's one of them.
Well, this is why that you can't have freedom over there, is the radicals are in control. But if we show strength against that, these folks want...
Oh, yeah, I'm all on that.
They want freedom, and that doesn't mean teaching five-year-olds how to cut their genitals off. You know, and there's some of that radical Islam. We need that conservatism. Compared to the left, I think some of the radical Islamists are the lesser of evils. But let's finish up with 5 minutes, and I've got the huge UN news and the Dr. Nick Baggage. But believe me, this UN vaccine news is huge.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.